B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So in New Zealand, it's a law that if you're going to get laid off from your company, they give you a heads up. They're legally required to give you a heads up and to let you bring, quote, a support person with you to the meeting where you're going to get fired. So they let you know in advance that you're going to get fired. And then they're like, hey, if you want, you can bring someone there to make it to ease the pain of getting let go.
Might be a good idea.
So, well, first of all, if you're like, hey, listen, you're going to get fired on Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'm not coming in on Tuesday.
Right.
I'm not coming in. I'll be like, all right, thanks for letting
just
me know.
Give me my stuff now.
Yeah, just send me my crap in the mail. Like, why? You need to go in there. Oh, but no, but you're allowed to bring your support person. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that's going to help me pay the bill. So nice. But anyway, there was a guy who was going to get fired from his job, and he brought, he didn't bring his wife, he didn't bring his lawyer, he didn't bring a dog, he didn't bring an emotional support animal. He brought an emotional support clown. And there's a picture of this dude in the meeting. He's in the meeting with his employers who are letting him go, and a clown. How is that?
Was he trying to be fun? Well, like, what was the point? Does a clown makes him, because most people don't like clowns.
Maybe that was part of it. Maybe he was trying to scare the, I was going to say the S word. He was going to scare the crap out of his boss. Maybe he changed his mind.
Larry, you know, you're always late. And even when you do your work, it's pretty shoddy. So we're going to have to let you go. And Larry's like, you know what? You can kiss my ass. Sorry. Thank you, Twinkles. Thank you for the opportunity here at this company. And I'm glad that that you're letting me bring my friend Twinkles in here for the meeting.
Okay, like, are they going to, like, is that going to start setting a precedent where we can just bring, like, emotional support anything, anywhere? You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm trying to think. If I, like, I have severe anxiety on planes.
Oh, there you go.
So could I bring an emotional support clown on a plane? Like, he wouldn't have to sit next
to
me.
I was going
to
say, you going to buy the seat?
No, Pebbles, I could put him, if he can fit in the bin, in the overhead bin, oh, I could stick him up there.
That won't be scary at all for when a mother goes to get diapers for her kid. And
items may have shifted during
flight. Yeah, I'm just wondering. Like, think about it.
How does it help you up there, though?
Because, Pebbles, when we start hitting severe turbulence, I'll just stand up, open the overhead bin, and be like, ah!
When you hit severe turbulence, you're going to get up out of
your
seat.
I feel so much better now.
You're
going
to have to get a little person clown because, I mean, how else are you going to bring it, like, for carry-on luggage?
I have no idea.
All right.
Sounds like a good idea, though.
It sounds like a great idea. I mean, we should just bring emotional support clowns to everything. If, you know, if you have trouble going into a restaurant with a lot of people and stuff like that.
A lot of people have social anxiety.
There you go.
It'll help.
He'll have the claims casino.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.